James chapter 4 this morning for our text. We want to look at James chapter number 4. James chapter 4, verse number 7. First part of verse number 7. It'll be a very simple text today. And here James writing to us and talking to us about practical Christianity. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Father, thank you for this time we're together. We ask you now to take this very simple message that you might use it for the honor and glory of him who loved us and gave himself for us. As we celebrate this time of the year when you loved and showed your great love for this world by sending your son to be born in a manger. The more that he grew up and became the savior of the world and was crucified on an old rugged cross. Lord, this morning we thank you for that. We ask you now that you might allow us to tell the story again and again about your great love for the world and the great grace you brought to us this morning through thy son, Jesus Christ. In his name we pray. Amen and amen. I heard about a fellow that loved a deer hunt, and every opportunity, every time he got the chance, he was in the woods deer hunting. And one day his wife said to him, she said, "I don't know what you see in this deer hunting, but every opportunity you get, you go. So I want to go deer hunting with you." And he said, "Well, you don't really want to do that." She said, "Yes, I want to go deer hunting with you." And so she went down and got her some designer camouflage clothes and got all ready. And early one morning they got in the pickup and then in the four-wheeler, and he decided that he'd put her up on her stand and maybe she'd get cold and wouldn't be long, she'd want to go home. And he drove up to this stand. He said, "Now you get up there," and he said, "If I hear you shoot, I'll come back." And so he put her up in the stand and left. He wasn't gone very long, and suddenly he heard a rifle start shooting. And suddenly he turned around and started to head back, and he heard it shoot again. And he got a little closer, and all at once he heard two more shots. And he heard her screaming, "Get away from it, get away from it. It's mine." When he got there, he looked, and there was a man, and she shot at him again. And she said, "That's my deer." And he said, "Ma'am, if you'll just let me get my saddle off of him, you can handle it." Time we overlook things, don't we? And I think at Christmas time we often overlook some important aspects of that time of the year, of that first Christmas that we celebrate during this season when God fulfilled his word and brought into this world a Savior today. We find that I would suppose that James chapter 4 verse 7 would be a strange text for a Christmas sermon, but it tells us something very important, because James tells us here to submit yourselves to the Lord, that we're to submit ourselves unto the Lord. Now that's a very personal request this morning. We could really say, and we could read it, submit yourself. We are to submit ourselves unto the Lord, each of us today. Every one of us should be willing to submit unto the Lord today. The word submit simply means to place under authority. Literally, it means to surrender. We just simply surrender to God. We voluntarily place ourselves under his command. We're like Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 6, who so long ago simply said, "Here am I, Lord, send me." We're submitting, we're surrendering. We're allowing the God to be in complete authority and total control of our lives. from the morning to the evening, all through the night, not one day a week, but 7 days a week morning. Now, I believe in the Christmas story this morning, we see the submission of various individuals into the will of God today, and how they willingly allowed themselves and voluntarily placed themselves under the authority of God and surrendered their lives unto the Lord today. And great blessings, of course, came out of their willingness to serve the Lord. And I will say this to you this morning, great blessings will always come out of your willingness to serve God and submit and surrender unto His will this morning. As we look into the Christmas story, as we find it recorded in the Word of God, we find this morning that Mary, who was the chosen vessel to bring the Savior into the world, and this morning the vessel that brought sin into the world, as Eve today partook of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and through her sin, and then Adam partaking of it and brought death unto all men, God chose Mary, a virgin today, to bring into this world the Savior. And Mary today was the vessel that God used to bring Jesus Christ into this world. She is the earthly mother of the Lord. Now, some people put her too high up and some people put her too low down. And I'm not here today to enshrine her as many people do and to tell you that you need to pray to her. But I'm here to tell you this morning that we need to realize that Mary played a very important part in the plan of God and in God's prophecy of bringing Jesus into this world. In the book of Luke chapter 1, as Luke records there for us the story this morning of the birth of Christ, and we find that Gabriel was this morning sent to talk to Mary. The Bible begins to tell us that in verse 26 of Luke 1, and in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. Now the angel comes to Mary's house, and as he comes to this house at the direction of God, he begins to detail unto her what God is about to do in this world. And as he begins to tell her today that she's going to become the mother of the Savior, the mother of the Messiah, that she's going to, this morning, conceive of the Holy Spirit. And he begins to talk to her, and as he begins to tell her those things, and verse 34, Mary asked him a question. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? How is this going to happen? How am I going to be able to bring this happen? And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee, and therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And in verse 38, Mary gives an answer that I want you to listen to very closely. And Mary said, behold, thy handmaid of the Lord, let it be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. Mary didn't understand all that she heard. We sometimes hear the song, Mary, did you know? I don't think Mary knew everything at this point in time. But Mary simply knew that God had sent her a message, that God today had put a call upon her life, that God had a job for her to do. And in this call that God sent from this angel this morning, Mary did not understand everything. But you know what Mary said? Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. You see, Mary allowed the Lord to use her to bring the Savior into the world. Now think about that. Mary submitted, she surrendered unto God that she might bring into this world the Son of God. I saw a sign in front of a church not long ago, and it said Mary was the first to carry the gospel. I'm not going to get into the theological debate about that, but in one sense that is true this morning. You see, she was willing to surrender her will into the will of God. She was willing to dispense of all of her plans, of all of her dreams, of all of her future opportunities to allow God to use her to bring His Son into this world. Now think about that. She had a great plan. She was already engaged to be married. She was engaged today as spouse to a man. She was his fiance. She had great dreams, I'm sure, and great plans for the future. How they would build a home and have a family, and how that one day she'd have children or grandchildren running around. And what a great time and all the plans that she had made. But she said, Lord, if I have to give up all of that to submit to You and surrender to You to bring Jesus into this world, I'm willing to do that. Now think about that today. Mary submitted herself to the Lord. She surrendered her will into His will. She allowed God today to take over and control her life. You know, we sometimes think about and we see a sign that says, God is my co-pilot. May I say, God's not interested in being your co-pilot. God wants to be your pilot today. God wants to guide you and direct you, and God wants to us to submit ourselves unto Him and let Him direct and control and guide us where we need to go. But we must be willing today to say, Lord, I'm willing to give up everything. Mary said, I'll give it all up. I'll give it all up. You think of what this meant in that day and age when Mary was willing to do that today. You see, she faced shame. Can you imagine the shame that Mary faced? And even today, people are still shaming Mary by saying that Jesus was not born of a virgin, that Jesus was born of some illicit, an immoral act between Mary and some mercenary soldier, some imaginary person today. And they, this morning, are still heaping shame even upon Mary in this day and age. But can you imagine the shame that she faced in her time? For it certainly was not like our day, and it was certainly not like our time. And Mary faced the shame of having a child and not being married. I'm sure today she faced even shunning today because many people would not want anything to do with her. They would be willing to run her out of their homes and out of their villages and say, we have no place for people like you. Mary even faced possible death. You see, in that time, and you read the Old Testament law, she could have been stoned to death. But Mary was saying, hey, Lord, I don't care what happens. I'm willing to do anything, and I'm willing to give up everything to allow You to use me. She submitted herself unto the Lord today. You see, she was willing to give up everything to serve the Lord, but in reality, she gave up nothing. I remember a song that many years ago was sung by one of the Southern Gospel Quartets. I don't remember which one it was, and I don't really remember any of the words of the song except the title, and it was All I Give Up Was Misery. I read the other day about Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones, a great preacher of yesteryear, great expositor of the Scriptures today, a great Bible scholar. And Dr. Jones was trained as a physician and became a great physician and very skilled surgeon in London, trained in some of the finest schools. But one day God called him into the ministry. God called him to become a spokesman for him, and Dr. Jones gave up all of his practice and moved to Wales, and there ministered among the coal miners of Wales. And one day a young reporter came from London down and interviewed him, and he said, "I don't understand how a man could give up everything to come here." And Dr. Jones looked up at him and said, "Son, I didn't give up anything. I've got the greatest and the highest privilege of any man on the face of the earth preaching the gospel of the Son of God. I've been chosen and called by God to be used by Him." Mary didn't give up anything today. She gained everything. Simply because she was willing to submit her will into the will of God. And this morning, because she was willing and say, "God, you can control, you can take charge of my life, and I'll do what you want me to do. Here am I, Lord. Send me." See, she submitted to the Lord today, and through her submission, she brought blessing and salvation to all men. When the Lord comes calling upon us, what do we do? Are we willing to submit and surrender our will into His will this morning? Mary was. Every time you think about Christmas, I want you to remember, as that babe lays in a manger and as you see Mary there by the nativity scene, you remember this morning. She was there because she was willing to surrender and submit and give up everything, every dream she had, so that she might be a servant of God today. Not only did Mary submit to the will of God, but Joseph, her espoused husband, submitted to the will of God. Matthew chapter 1, we find that as Matthew opens the New Testament to tell us about the Lord Jesus Christ, and as he begins here, we find the story of Joseph. The Bible says in Matthew 1 verse 18, Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. In other words, he was going to not marry her. He was not going this morning to make her his wife. He was going to put her away. He wasn't going to make a public example out of her and hold her up for ridicule, but he said, I'm not going to marry her. And while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. All this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from the sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus." We often forget about Joseph. He's just some figure that we put in the nativity scene, isn't he? I mean, we always focus on Mary. We focus on Jesus. And don't misunderstand me. We should focus on Jesus. But, you know, we usually don't even think about poor old Joseph, do we? We usually don't even think about that fella. I guess we could call him the forgotten man of Christmas, doesn't he? But Joseph today played a very important part. Now, you think about that. He was given the honor and the privilege of being the provider and protector of the Son of God. Now you think about that. God this morning gave Joseph an honor and a privilege that he might be the provider and the protector of his son. What a man. Well, when God looked down and he picked out this fellow, he picked a good man, didn't he? You see, very What did Joseph do? Well, let me tell you, first of all, Joseph believed God. He simply took God at his word. He didn't even ask for a sign or some kind of wonder or some kind of miracle. He simply believed the Lord. He took God at his word. You ever thought about that today? Do we believe God? Do we take God at his word? This is his word. Do we take God at his word? Do we believe what God says in this book? Most people say, oh yes, I believe the Bible. I believe everything that God has written in that book. I believe everything that from cover to cover. That's great. That's wonderful. Joseph believed the Lord. He simply took God at his word. But you know the best thing about it all? He didn't just believe the Lord. Then he obeyed the Lord. You see, Joseph was a doer, not just a hearer. See, we can say that we believe, but do we obey? That's a great question, isn't it, today? You see, when we look into God's Word today, when we look into the Scripture today, and God begins to speak to us and to teach us and to guide us and to direct our ways today, we can say, yes, we believe the Bible. We believe what God has written in that book. But then the question becomes, are we willing to obey what God tells us in this book? You see, Joseph not only believed the Lord, then he obeyed God. He took unto Mary his wife. And then he called the name of that son Jesus. He didn't even get to name him. God had already named him. You see, we have to do one thing. We have to trust and obey. That song's a great song. I love when we sing it, because you see, that's the absolute thing in today, and that's probably the greatest testimony we could ever give. The song was written by one of D.L. Moody's constituents. A man was in a meeting that D.L. Moody, a great evangelist of yesteryear, held, and at the end of the crusade, on the last night, many people were testifying to what God had done for them. And this young man, uneducated, and stood up and began to talk about the Lord. And he said, I don't know a whole lot about doctrine. I don't know much about theology. I haven't had much opportunity to read the Bible or have very little education. But all I can tell you is I'm willing to trust and obey. One of D.L. Moody's people sitting there heard that line, and they wrote a song, Trust and Obey. So you don't have to know everything. You just have to be willing to trust and obey. Joseph said, I'm going to trust and I'm going to obey. You know, the song says there's no other way to be happy but to trust and obey. I want to put a smile on your face. Trust and obey. What it said, wasn't it? Be happy. Trust and obey. Joseph believed God, and he obeyed God. And he was willing to surrender and submit whatever he had unto God, that the Son of God might come into this world and be our Savior today. Then Jesus the Savior submitted himself into the will of God. Many, many scriptures we could look at today where we know that Jesus himself would tell us that he came in not to do his will, but the will of him that sent him. But I think maybe the Apostle Paul expressed it as great as anybody ever has in some of my favorite scriptures as he writes to the church at Philippi in chapter number 2. And as he writes there to this church, he says, let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made of himself no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man. And being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. He humbled himself. He placed himself and surrendered and submitted unto the will of the Father this morning, that he might save sinners. You know, we read over in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 11 where Jesus said, I'm meek and lowly. We sometimes take that word meek and don't really totally and completely understand it, I'm afraid, today. That it's there talking about a horse of great strength who is under the control of the master. Jesus saying, hey, I'm under the control of God. I surrendered unto the will of the Lord. As he got to Gethsemane, what did he pray? Not my will, Lord, but thine be done. He'd looked into the bitter cup. He'd looked into the cup today that a lay was waiting for him. He looked into the cup and saw the cross. He saw the shame. He saw hell. He saw himself separated from God. He looked at all of the horrors and the agonies that he was about to endure, that he might this morning save sinners from their sin, that he might give you and I eternal life, which is the gift of God that came on that Christmas so long ago. And as he looked into that cup, and he said, I don't want to do this. But he said, Lord, I'm willing. Not my will, but yours be done. Jesus submitted himself and surrendered, and the Bible says he became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. He was mocked. He was scourged. He was treated today as no other human being probably has ever been treated on the face of this earth. Yet when he was on the cross, what did he say? Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. The Bible tells us that he became poor that we might become rich. He became sin that we might become righteous. He came into this world today to die, as the song, as Rachel sang a moment ago. And as he came to die, knowing what he faced, he still did it. He surrendered and submitted himself to the will of God, you and I. We celebrate Christmas, great time of the year. And we should remember today that Jesus on that Christmas came because he was willing to be God's gift to this world. That he was willing to be the gift of God that brought us eternal life and forgiveness of our sin today. On that Christmas so long ago, we find that these three individuals submitted themselves unto the Lord. Are you willing to submit yourself unto the Lord? You see, if you want to be saved, that's the first thing you have to do. You have to surrender. You have to wave that white flag and say, God, I surrender to you. If you want to be used for the Lord and serve the Lord, you have to be willing to submit and do what God asks you to do. As you look around this year, remember that on that Christmas so long ago, it's the story of people who were willing to submit themselves to God, and what a blessing they brought to us this morning. Are you willing to surrender and submit to the Lord? Is the question that I leave with you this morning. All right, if you'll stand together with me, Brother Boothby and Barbara, come. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time we've been together. We ask you to take this very simple, very brief message and use it today for the honor and glory of him who loved us and gave himself for us. In his wonderful holy name we pray. Amen and amen.